Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 16th of August 2009 and the time is 9:17 p.m. If I could ask you your name, your age and your where you come from.
Hi there, I'm Arthur Dunster. I'm 16 and I come from Liverpool.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us what it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
Oh, I was reading, I think it was in The Guardian, and it was just my mum came across it and said that people are going up on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square for like an hour and do whatever they want. And she said, why don't you have a go and just get yourself involved? So I went on the website and just kind of like, you know, put my name down and hope for the best. And I didn't get the place the first time for the actual dates I wanted, but when I got a reply saying that I could actually, you know, have a place on the plinth, it was ecstatic.
Yeah, so what emotions did you experience when you were notified that you had been allocated a slot?
Well, I mean, when I actually got allocated the spot, I was really kind of excited, happy and stuff, but I had no idea what to do. I mean, only a week ago, did someone help me and gave me the idea for it, but it's just, everything was going on like nothing. I didn't really think about it too much for the first couple of weeks, just I'm going on the plinth. And you know how that kind of feeling when you get it, you're really excited and it gets nearer and nearer the time, and slowly you kind of get a bit more worried and scared and nervous. But yeah, I'm still looking forward to it, absolutely.
And what emotions are you experiencing right now before you go up on the plinth?
Terrified, absolutely worried. I don't know, my whole family kind of tries and thinks the worst thing that could happen possible. And so I've gone through it, like every single event, from good drummer, like better drummers than me, walking across shouting stuff, me falling off onto the net, which I really don't want to do, you know. It's kind of like, it's worrying, it's daunting, but I can't wait to do it.
So what is it you're going to be doing for the duration of the hour?
For the duration of the hour, I'm going to be playing drums on and off, like in sections of kind of 10 minutes and stuff. The reason that I actually wanted to play drums on the plinth is, first, a friend of my family's came round for dinner one night, and I was talking to him about the idea, and he said, well, what's personal to you? What do you really enjoy doing? What kind of makes you? And I thought to myself, well, I really enjoy playing my drums, so I just said drums, I just kind of put it out there, didn't think about it, and he just said, well, that's what you should do, definitely, that's exactly what you should do. And so from then on, it's kind of like, the reason that I want to do it is because it's who I am, and it's what I do, and there's no point in doing something which separates yourself from the plinth, separates yourself from the experience. You want to be part of the experience, you want to be in the experience, if you get me. So
tell us about drumming and you then.
I've been playing for about 8 years now. I think my parents always now think at stake because I play nearly every day and something like that, and it would have been a lot easier to play a guitar or something. And that did kind of worry me, that I am playing an instrument that doesn't actually have any rhythm and has no tuning to it really, and is only beats. And I don't want to bore people in any sense, so I'll be giving it my all. And it's an instrument that I've always liked, because it's not that you can get your aggression out on it. It's not just banging, like smacking things hard. It's not about that. It's about coordination and just kind of letting yourself go. I think that's the same with all pieces of music, though.
So what's your niche? What kind of drumming are you into? What do you like experimenting with? What do you want to explore?
Well, at the moment, I'm playing with a DJ. I play alongside, and I do all sorts of beats, from rock to dance to electronic to hip hop. All like music, most of them anyway. I mean, we don't do classical, we don't do stuff like that. But yeah, at the moment, I'm just trying everything out. It's not particularly that I want to find something that I want to stick with. I want to be good all rounder, if you get me. And I've been just trying it with all different types of songs and seeing what I can get.
And where would you like to take it? Where would you like to take your drumming? What's the next stop?
I don't want to go into the whole music career. I'd love to play in front of audiences, and that will be happening. We have got a couple of gigs, we've done gigs, and it's wonderful playing to an audience. But I don't want it to take over my life. I don't want it just to be me. I mean, I'm not just a drummer, you know. I do other things, and I don't want to just be thought of as that.
So what other stuff are you into?
I'm really into design. Both my parents are architects, so I really don't want to go into that fashion. But I am into design. I'm into product design and all sorts of arts and stuff like that. I'm not very good with kind of like maths and sciences and stuff, but I do quite well in English and art. I've just finished my GCSEs, and I mean, I haven't got my results back. Still kind of worried about that. Yeah, daunting now.
When is it you get your results?
Oh God, I think a week Thursday. I think, I have no idea.
How do you think they went?
You know, I mean, as good as they could, I think. I'm hoping as good as they could. As long as I pass and as long as I get into the sixth form I wanted to go in. So.
And what is it you're going to be studying and why in sixth form?
I'm doing art, history, French, and English literature. Just all around, kind of. Fun. I enjoy all the subjects and I'm not too bad at them, so I may as well go for it and just enjoy myself with them.
Tell us then about yourself. How did you describe yourself and why did you choose those words on the website?
The reason I actually chose the words on the website is that I don't believe you can describe yourself like that. I mean, you have obviously got your own opinion and that's fair enough, but to be honest, it felt a bit too egotistical to say I'm funny, I'm loud, you know, I'm so on and so forth. I just thought that if I gave a sentence that I actually believe in with three words, that it would make more sense than just three words that I thought, because there are a lot of words that can describe someone with. It shouldn't be narrowed down to just three. I'm not insulting the actual thing, I'm just saying that I believe that more with phrases and what you think about things and about life is better than what you think about yourself, and that shows more in a person. So I chose Mies van der Rohe saying less is more. Sadly, he is a famous architect, which then links me back into my parents. So, but yeah, that's just what I believe.
And how do you think other people, what would you say are the most kind of important kind of factors that kind of create who you are at the moment?
I think it's obviously friends and family, but it's your way towards your day-to-day thing. Like, if you wake up and don't want to do anything, if you wake up and don't believe yourself to like have to do anything, like wake up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, great line and stuff, but most of the day's gone. So myself, I believe that you should do as much as you can. Whether it's good or bad, just take as many chances and just, you know, experience, like get as much experience as possible. That's what I'm trying to do. But yeah, really, it's just more about, it's how you live your life, you know, it's how you see things, how you feel things, what you think about certain topics, instead of just being lazy and saying, I don't care, I don't want to do that, I don't want to do that. You've got to experience.
So how does it feel being part of the One Another project, being 2,400?
It's pretty brilliant when you think of how many. It does have kind of a ratio of, it's like 31,000 now I've applied. And it's wonderful to kind of be part of it. It really is, because it's like, it's not something that I can now brag about. It's just something that I can think to myself, I did that. I achieved something in like 10 or 20 or so, however many years time. I can look back on the actual event and say I played drums on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square, which I don't think a lot of people can.
And what kind of impact would you like your hour to have?
I just want people walking away happy, you know, walking away with like a skip in the step. Just if they could do a double take, look, then look away and then look again. and just see, even for 5 seconds, what is happening, and just get some kind of feeling towards it. If they hate it, they hate it. And some people will dislike it, and I'm sorry about that, but I can please people, if I can, in a way, show off, but help people, just make a mile or something, then that's what I really want to gain from it.
And what effect do you think it's going to have on you?
Confidence. I suppose that's an obvious choice, but yeah, confidence is just... It's not easy getting up in front of a load of people, even if you know them. And it's, I'm guessing, harder to do it in a public space where you've got no kind of backup. It's just you on a plinth with however many people, if they want to stop and stare. So, yeah.
And what hopes and fears do you have?
I hope it goes well. I hope it goes to plan. I hope my drum kit doesn't move. I hope I don't fall off the actual plinth itself. And I hope that it won't take me too long to set up, and I hope that I've got the originality to play different tunes. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it from in here. So I'm sorry for the next interviewer if you can hear it.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
I've actually been thinking about this. I wanted to actually dedicate the thing to my gran, who again was an architect, but she now has Alzheimer's, and when I was born, she was getting into the early stage of Alzheimer's now, and I didn't, and so now I've come to the conclusion that I never actually met the real woman who was my grandmother. I met my grandmother, but I never met the woman who I've heard all these brilliant stories about, who people all over the world, we have friends in Portugal who know her and love her, Chicago, Maine, New York, Boston, all these kind of place. My gran is American, and it's awful, because I hear that she was one of the funniest women, could cook, like an amazing cook, and she just sounds like such a brilliant woman, like something that I'd strive to be, you know, hopefully not a woman, but in that kind of category of like how good you can actually get. And she did take as many chances as possible, and she did lose some, but she did gain a lot more, if you get me. And she's now, I think it's 86, in a home, retired, and I want to say she's happy, but she's not, and we know that, but we can't do anything for her, and so I guess this is me doing something for her.
And can you tell us a little bit more then about your family as well? She's from America, you're English.
Yeah, yeah, I'm half and half. I'm English originally, but I've got an American passport, I've got an English passport. My dad's English and my mum's from Chicago. Both of them are architects. My dad's now a professor at university, David Dunster, supposedly well known in the architecture world. He works at Liverpool University. My mum is working in a... I think it's the NWDA, the Northwest Development Agency, in which she sees plans and gives criticism and advice on what they could do to make it better. But both of them have been big influences. It's just because they both look at the buildings and just things in general. They're very structural, kind of very, this is like parts, you know, and how they could make it better, like it, you know. But yeah, so I've got a very, I think I've got a more artistic eye from them, and it's interesting.
Because you're coming from a long line of successful architects.
It's really not good. Do you know have you seen Batman, the one with the Joker? Right, at the very beginning, Batman, or like a load of vigilante Batmans try and stop that thing in the car park. Well, my gran was one of the people who designed that car park. That's really cool to say for you. That's pretty awesome. I mean, come on, that's pretty cool. But yeah, so although I've never known that, I still get these brilliant stories that I just love, and things that like we've got memorabilia of her. And so even though I didn't know it, I love to have known the fact that she did help a lot of people. So it's good.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future for yourself?
I just hope to get through school, do well, and I do want to come to London to live, because I am originally from here. I lived here for 4 years when I was like 1 to 4, and came to Liverpool, and I've been living there now. But I do love Liverpool for all, but I think London has a lot more to offer me. So,
okay, going back to the project then, how are you feeling just before you go up on the plinth?
Excited. Ready to impress, really. Slightly egocentric, but I do want to impress people.
And what are your closing thoughts on going up on the plinth, Dec Elliott Tin Man, being one of 2,500? What are your closing thoughts on
that? I'm very, very lucky. And I'm very lucky to be such as in a selected few who got into it, and I'm sorry for all those people who didn't, and hopefully one day they'll get an experience like this. So
cool, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, man.